There is a voice inside of me that is not my own. A voice that fears silence and peace. There is a voice inside of me. A voice of ruin. Welcome back to the podcast and a somewhat melodramatic opening. I'm Chad Hall, and I've chosen melodrama tonight because what I want to talk about is anxiety. Anxiety is an insidious thing, a creature that makes its way around. I know more people who suffer from anxiety than people who don't. I know there may be some of you tensing up simply by hearing the word. So let's all relax and smile. This is just a story. You're safe. See, I used to think about anxiety like it was a boogeyman or Voldemort. Don't say its name. It was an invader. I always pictured it as an infection, something foreign that was taking over. But I've come to believe that anxiety is not from outside. Anxiety is inside. Anxiety is a part of me. It's not an infection. It's an inflammation. Now you may be thinking that this is a scary thought. Thanks a lot, right? But I assure you, there's a beauty to it. There's something relieving in that realization. Have you ever thought about the way you think? I mean, the actual mechanisms. You see, we think in language. We think in words. Our thoughts tend to take on the form of a conversation. One voice observes, another one judges. There's a woman. She's fat. Don't think that. Why not? It's cruel. It's a dialogue we all carry on. And it's the reason that in so many cartoons we see dilemmas represented as an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. So, which voice of these is ours? And who is the other one? I wish I knew. Wouldn't that be a great podcast? If I had the answer to that one, this would be the number one podcast. But I don't have that answer. Maybe one is the id and the other is the superego, and the conversation between them is our image of ourselves. It's our ego. I don't know. But what I do know is that judging voice, it lives in us as much as the other one does. And it's not all devil. That judging voice, it keeps us safe. It's the voice that asks, what's behind that bush? It's the one that notices odd behavior. It's the one that thinks that something tastes funny. That little voice, it's instinct. And its job is to see the worst. And when that little voice gets inflamed, it becomes anxiety. And unchecked, that anxiety evolves into hypochondria. Anxiety is instinct with a megaphone that we can't seem to grab back. So, back to the sunny side. Back to my promise that there was something relieving about all of that. Here it is. If that voice lives inside of us, if it's part of us, then it can be silenced. How? How do we find that silence? Well, by looking for it, of course. And the hunt? It doesn't have to have a name. We don't have to call it meditation or mindfulness or any of that jazz. We're just looking for silence. That's it. Like hunting bunny rabbits. So, give this a shot. Turn on the TV. Yeah, you heard me. Turn on the TV. Turn it down to a soft level. Quiet enough not to drown out everything, but loud enough to disrupt a silent meditation. Now close your eyes and listen. But don't listen to the sound. Listen for the silence. Notice that 1 second of silence between voices. Notice the silence that's hiding underneath all of the noise. Silence is always hiding under everything. Pay attention to sounds that you hear and listen to them as they lessen. How do they fade? When do they end? When does the silence after them begin? Find all the silences within the noise, and what you will find is that the voices in your head, they go silent. There's no conversation, no anxiety. Your mind is too busy. And when you find silence, recognize it. Accept it. And then accept the noise that breaks it. Because silence will always be broken. And if you can master this while watching TV, then you can do it in a crowded mall, or on an airplane, or when you're having an anxiety attack and you can't silence the voice in your head. If you can learn to find silence in a microscope, then you can grow it. And what does that mean in the long run? I don't know. But it's nice. Don't think about it too much. Just enjoy it. Thanks for listening. That whole thing has been really useful to me in the last few days. While my tonsils have been swollen and hypochondria has been looming, I actually wrote this while making some homemade vegetable soup to fight off whatever's virus or whatever I seem to have caught. But I hope that that silence exercise, it helps some of you, or at least makes you think about things a little differently. And if you dig this show, please rate and review it on iTunes, because at this point, I have 0 ratings, so anything would help. Anyhow, until next time, remember, failure is not an option. It's a requirement.